This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in New Orleans.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Washington. The Republican-controlled Senate last night overwhelmingly defied a White House veto threat. In a vote of 90-9, senators from both parties approved setting strict guidelines for the humane treatment of all persons detained by U.S. military forces. They attached the provision to a must-pass defense spending bill, despite warnings from the Bush administration that the president would veto the measure. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Last July, when the Senate first appeared likely to pass new guidelines for the treatment of military detainees as part of a defense authorization bill, Republican leaders pulled that bill from the floor. Those leaders have refused to bring that bill up again. So the Republican sponsors of the new prisoner guidelines defied the administration and attached them last night as an amendment to a $440 billion defense bill, a bill that would be difficult for President Bush to veto. Arizona Republican John McCain, the amendment's principal sponsor, said Congress has a moral as well as a constitutional duty to set clear guidelines on the treatment of detainees.
We demanded intelligence without ever clearly telling our troops what was permitted and what was forbidden. And when things went wrong, we blamed them and we punished them. I believe we have to do better than that.
McCain's measure does two things. First, it establishes the guidelines listed in the Army Field Manual as the sole standard for the interrogation of all those detained by the U.S. military, whether the detainees are uniformed soldiers or not. Second, it forbids cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment of those prisoners. McCain realized such a ban is crucial from the feedback he's gotten traveling around the world.
And everywhere I go, I encounter this issue of the treatment of prisoners and the photos of Abu Ghraib and what is perceived to be in the world to be continued mistreatment of prisoners. It is harming our image in the world terribly.
McCain, who spent 5 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam, said uniform rules are also needed because the U.S. would otherwise lack moral standing to object to the abuse of American troops taken prisoner. That failed to sway Alaska Republican Ted Stevens, the only senator who argued against McCain's amendment.
I shall oppose it. I may be all alone, but I shall oppose it because I think there is a place in our operations against individuals involved in war and terrorism where we deal with them as they deal with us.
But South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, a co-sponsor of the detainee measure, argued what's also at stake is the self-respect of the members of the military.
I want every terrorist to know that if you're not killed on the battlefield and you're captured, things are going to happen to you. You're going to be interrogated aggressively, but we're going to treat you humanely, not because we worry about your sensitivities, because we don't want to become who we're interrogating.
And Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander pointed out that the Constitution specifically calls on Congress, not the president, to define the rules concerning all captures on land and water.
In the short term, the president can set the rules, but the war on terror is now 4 years old. We don't want judges making up the rules. We Republicans often say we don't like to see judges legislating from the bench. So for the longer term, the people should set the rules. That's why we have an independent Congress. That is our job.
But at the White House yesterday, spokesman Scott McClellan argued there's no need for Congress to set rules on detainees.
It would be unnecessary and duplicative, and it would limit the president's ability as commander-in-chief to effectively carry out the war on terrorism.
McClellan reminded reporters the White House has recommended the president veto McCain's measure. But Mr. Bush may never face such a choice. The detainee guidelines could be stripped from the defense spending bill when the Senate and House reconcile their versions of that bill. McCain says dropping the measure would be a terrible mistake.
I'm very concerned. We're going to have to get enormous public pressure on. There's no doubt about that.
That pressure grew with last night's lopsided vote approving McCain's measure. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.